Previously on Algoa FM.
John Kibido from Isitata Theatre GQ is our special guest on today's segment of Algoa Cares. John, delighted to have you with us on the show.
Hi, Casey. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the listeners out there in Algoa.
There we go.
Yes.
We are excited to have you on board. We're loving the work that you do, hence you joining us in studio. Please enlighten us about Isitata Theatre Kopecha, the work you do, and the meaning behind the word Isitata.
Yes, Casey. First of all, we're at number 12, 9th Avenue in Warmer. Mm-hmm. And Isitata Theatre is a professional theatre and a registered non-profit organization. It has served the community of Warmer, Port Elizabeth, for more than 14 years in reaching people's lives through arts.
You mentioned that you're serving the community for the past 14 years, enriching especially the youngsters through the arts. What are some of your main challenges?
So some of our main challenges is the facility. First of all, the facility needs maintenance.
Okay.
That's the main thing at the moment. And then also to run these programs, we need funding. We need money, Casey. We need money. And to get back to you on the word Isitata, the Isitata is a pinpoint of light in a distance. That's the meaning of the word. And this was a brainchild of Sharon Gift and Pambili a few years ago, in 2008 actually, and they started the process of getting Isitata Theatre for the community of a Warmer location, mm-hmm. which have many children in the impoverished area of Warmer.
And you are definitely shedding a light on the community of Warmer that is, you know, that is plagued by various, you know, ills in society as well. Not just, you know, in that region, but across the Nelson Mandela Bay region as well. I believe you had quite a brilliant Mandela Day. Tell us about that and a couple of programs you are into.
Yes, correct, Casey. So we had a brilliant Mandela Day. We had a few kids over there from the Life Skills Academy that's currently running that mm-hmm. we'll touch on now. So we started off with, you know, just playing around, and the sad part, first of all, hit the ground, is that some of the kids said, no, they're tired because they're hungry. They can't play.
Shame, eh?
And that is so sad, first of all. And then we had a nice program about how they write nice messages to people in hospital and close relatives that's not feeling well, drawings and stuff like that. So we had a movie. We watched the movie as well. And then we had education time with the reading. Mm-hmm. So we did some reading as well. And then we had more fun outside. And all of this is just to get the children of the community to have a safe space, Casey, and to have a space where they can have something nourishable to eat, and also to educate them with the programs that I say, like Life Skills Academy, to skill them with the life skills, basically.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
And I believe you own a multifaceted facility. Tell us more about your facility.
Yes. So, Casey, we have the theater, which is the core of the facility, mm-hmm. Which is set up in such a way that any production can take place there. And then we also do markets as well. The space is open for markets because we have a beautiful garden there, Casey. Mm. You must come around. I'll take you on a tour around there.
I'll make it a point to join you.
Thank you. So there's, all the facilities is there for market. And then also the indoor, as I mentioned, the theater area, which you can have conferences, you can have meetings, there's projector, there's plenty of chairs. There's toilets, there's a kitchen, there's everything there. So contact us on our website at www.isitata.co.za.
We'll get into that shortly. But before I let you go, what are your needs at this stage? You've mentioned finance. Is there anything else? Maintenance?
Yes, definitely on the maintenance side. The building has a few leaks, first of all. So we have a dam problem as well, the KC. And we have some trees, big, big, huge trees in Warmer, you know that.
Yeah.
That needs cutting. And then also some drainage issues, sewage issues, so inside the property. So yes, we need maintenance fund or people that can come out and come and assist us with the maintenance. We will share the contact details later on.
Yeah.
And then also for our programs, Casey, we have the theater, which is giving programs for the children in the community, and then also the Life Skills Academy equipment that is needed for that.
How are you funded? Are you mainly, you know, focused on donations, or are you funded by, you know, departments?
It's just donations, Casey. It's
just donations. Donations.
It's out of my
goodwill.
It's out of the pocket.
My golly.
It's out of the pocket, Casey. Even a facility manager is voluntary.
All right. Bless your heart. How can we get hold of you online, on the ground? Where are you situated, etc.? Do you have a social media footprint and so forth?
Yes, we do. We are at number 12, 9th Avenue in Warmer, as earlier mentioned. And then we also have a website as www.isitata.co.za. And then you can contact Sharon. Sharon is on, it's on the website. There's a contact link there.
Yeah.
Then also for Life Skills Academy is www.lifeskillsacademy.org.za, and you can contact myself as john@lifeskillsacademy.org.za on email.
Great stuff. I'm actually going through your list of needs. You need a disabled railing for the stairs, paint for the building, gate motor, and possibly a new gate as well, additional solar exterior lighting, security fencing. The list is on our website, Algoa Country. Go to the Algoa Cares page for more. And let's give our friends at Isitata Theatre GQ a helping hand. John Kivido, Facilities Manager, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you for the invite. Okay,
it's our pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.